Thank you so much, Theodore Beresley. I think we'll continue now because we're on a tight schedule, and we'll reserve our questions for the end. So all of the speakers will be here. You can ask questions. Et maintenant, la deuxième part de cette séance sera donnée par M. Cristobal Diaz de Puerto Rico. Elle nous parlera de la connexion entre la musique populaire et les chansons et de les marchands de rue de notre monde de l'Amérique latine. Cristobal Diaz is a well-known figure among us. He had spoken several times before at arts conventions. He's a collector, a researcher. He wrote The History of Cuban Music, a magnificent book that I highly recommend to you that was published in 1981. And he writes also many articles on Latin American popular music for the FIMA Syndicate, that a company that syndicate these articles and are published in approximately 50 newspapers and magazines of Latin America and Spain. And he will talk to you about a very intriguing subject, Latin American street cries and popular music, like in the case of the peanut vendor and others of that kind. So, Cristobal Diaz, please.
Madame, Monsieur, je prends salutation plus cordiale du Puerto Rico à notre amis canadiens. Merci beaucoup pour votre hospitalité. And that's it. C'est fini. This will show you that I'm perfectly capable of misspelling and mispronouncing two languages almost at the same time. Street cries are as old as streets themselves. Wherever you had a few streets as part of a town or a city, you also had vendors crying their merchandises or services all over. So they may have started in China, Egypt, Greece, or the Roman Empire, for that matter. The bigger and busier the city, the more vendors around it. However, it was not until the 16th century that scholars in England and France started to recollect, study, and preserve street cries. Some classical composers used them in their works. From there on, Europe had an eye, or shall we say, an ear upon street cries. It is only natural that countries with plenty of cities with all year-round mild climates such as Spain, should have had many merry street criers. But one thing is to have the singers, and another is to have the scholars to write about them. For Spain elite, street cries were so common and vulgar that apparently nobody wrote about them even in the 19th and 20th centuries, with the exception of Mr. Catmany, a Catalonian author. But nevertheless, vendors kept chanting on the streets of Barcelona, Madrid, Valencia, Sevilla. And eventually, their sons went into the theater, formerly in the Spanish musical form called tonadilla, and then, since the middle of last century, frequently used in Spanish zarzuelas, or musical plays. Let's hear one of the more famous, Los Nardos, from the musical review Las Leandras, wrote in 1931, telling the story of a flower girl of Madrid.
Thank you.
By mid-17th century, there were cities in Latin America with enough population as to warrant public markets, vendors, and street criers. These peddlers were mostly Indians, Negroes, or mulattoes. African descendants always showed a natural disposition for these activities, where spontaneity, joy of living, musical and dancing abilities are a must. For example, since 1650, there was a very important guild of aguadores, water carriers, all black, in the city of Lima, Peru. As in Spain, it is through the tonadilla and the zarzuela and the bufos, similar to the minstrels we know in the States, that street cries called pregones in Spanish were perpetuated in musical form and created a musical genre defined not by the musical pattern used, but rather by the context. The pregones were written as double steps, pasodobles in Spain, like the one we heard, as rumbas or sones in Cuba, as tangos or milongas in Argentina, and so on. The Spanish bufo companies arrived to Cuba by the middle of the last century and promptly adopted their productions to the local needs with vernacular music and local characters such as El Negrito, a black, young, and happy fellow, La Mulata, the sexy Creole girl, El Gallego, the Spaniard, and even a chinito, a Chinese. Street cries or pregones were natural for the kind of brief comic scripts used in the bufo theater. It was a logical and graceful way of finishing a sketch with a danzón or rumba with a street vendor theme, such as this one. El vendedor de frutas, or fruit vendor, recorded around the early 20s by two Cuban actors from the famous Alhambra Theater. After the usual humoresque chit-chat, Mr. Spiegel will start chanting the virtues of his merchandise and ending in classical pregon fashion with the magic words, I am going away, going away, going away. Que me voy, que me voy, que me voy. Meanwhile, down in Argentina, the vaudeville or typical Argentinian theater was also using the pregón as a musical form. In 1867, an Argentinian musician, José M. Palazuelos, with the lyrics of a Panamanian actor performing at that time in Buenos Aires, German McKay, composed a rather famous pregón, El Negro Chicova, or the Negro Broom Vendor. This is a very polemic piece in the history of Argentinian tango. For some people, it is one of the first tangos. For others, it sounds more like a hybrid of the Cuban habanera and the Spanish fandanguillo. Let's listen to it. Of course, this is a recent version of this number. Thank you. Which was the first Latin American street cry recorded? That's a very good question. As an instrumental, probably Vendo Cocos, I Sell Coconuts, a danzón recorded by Felipe Valdez Orchestra in Havana in 1905 or 07. On the other hand, we have Frutas y Verduras, Fruits and Vegetables, recorded by the Uruguayan Alfredo Gobi and his wife in New York in 1906. It's a typical dialogue followed by music, but it has only a marginal mention about the peddling. Let's hear a small part of Fruits and Vegetables. By the way, I have this record thanks to Dick Spotswood. He didn't know what he was sending. This little teeny Creole tango. Not much of a tango up to that point. During the rest of last century and the first three decades of this, nothing spectacular happened with the pregón. Peddlers kept singing all over the cities and towns, and musical pregones were used in Cuba, Argentina, Mexico, and many other countries in Latin America. A few of them were recorded, as mentioned before, with no particular success. But then something happened. In 1928, Moisés Simons, a Cuban composer in his early 40s, was sitting in a small cafe in Havana. It was late in the night, and among the city noises, he heard the cry of a popular vendor. A musical idea came to his mind. On a paper napkin, he hastily wrote some notes. The peanut vendor, El Manicero, was born. A few days later, Rita Montaner, a sensual Cuban singer, made its first recording. Thank you. Now, there are a few things in the peanut vendor that catch your attention. First, its rhythm. It's kind of hypnotic, like Ravel's Bolero. Second, there's plenty of nostalgic flavor, and that always helps a good song. And finally, it tells a story, a very simple one, but the story. Again, like Ravel's Bolero, the song starts softly, reaches its climax, and goes down softly again. Things started to happen fast for El Manicero. Don Aspiazu and his Cuban orchestra with the singer Antonio Machin made his Broadway debut in 1930. In 1931, Victor released their recording of El Manicero. It was a national hit, and surely some of you remember it. El Manicero also reached Hollywood. It was played in the movie Cuban Love Song. El Manicero opened the North American market to Latin songs. It also went real far in Europe. Tito Skipa recorded it in 1933. A standard song keeps its place over the years by the curious combination of basic values plus a condition, to be easily modified in new musical forms. The peanut vendor had this virtue. It was good for Louis Armstrong in a very relaxed jazz format.
Thank you.
And it was also good, very years later, for Stan Kenton in a very tense, progressive jazz creation. It is probably the Latin song most recorded and played all over the world. Although after the success of El Manicero, many Latin composers created pregones, none catched again the fancy of American public, but one written in Spain. It was a sad habanera written in the 20s by José Padilla and made popular by couplet singer Raquel Meyer in Spain and Latin America. But the big breakthrough of La Violetera, or The Violet Vendor, came when Charlie Chaplin used this poignant melody in 1931 as the background music for his famous movie City Lights. Like the birds of the spring, in Madrid appeared the violet vendors. Crying, they look like sparrows singing. Please take them, mister. They just cost a dime. South of the border, the pregon kept its pace as a very likable creation using several formats of Latin music. It can be a song, a very lyric one, such as this theme from Ernesto Lecuona, dated 1933, El Pregón del Florero. The flower vendor sells miraculous flowers that enrapture or surrender the loved one, relieves sorrow and thus jealousy. The flower vendors carries the miraculous flowers from the garden of love and the garden of illusions. Listen, girl of the beautiful eyes, if you are suffering from love. Very poetic.
Good morning.
Alfonso Ortiz Tirado, the Mexican singer, and probably that's the best song he ever did. Or it can be a peppery song like this one composed in the early 50s and sung by Celia Cruz with Sonora Matancera. Please notice the bebop touches in the trumpets and the way Celia sings a la Ella Fitzgerald style. The title of this pregón is Caramelo, Lollipops. Beep-bop-bop-beep-bop-bop-beep-bop. Sometimes the pregón is a symbolic or poetic one, like this beautiful traditional samba from Chile, which I am dedicating to Carlos. Yo vendo unos ojos negros. I'm selling a pair of black eyes. Who wants to buy them? I'm selling them because they are bewitching, because they have treated me bad. More I would love you, more I love you, and I spend all night sighing for your love. Latin composers, although at a lesser pace, keep producing pregones, such as this recent one recorded in 1987, entitled Vendedores, Peddlers, dedicated to the Marielitos, or Cuban exiles of the big exodus of 1980, who tried to make a living selling on the streets of Miami. Celia Cruz, the one you heard a while ago singing Caramelos, is still singing the same with the same stamina after more than 30 years. They sell flowers, they buy mangoes. They try to work. No. They are working men. They have come to Concord in a country that is giving them an opportunity.
Doing my research for my book, The History of the Latin American Street Cries, almost finished at this time, I have compiled more than 400 pregones in almost every form of Latin music. Thus, this night's messenger has been an ambassador of goodwill among our countries as well as into the States since El Manicero softly called at your door back in 1930. Thank you.